Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least two souls have died after a small airplane crash in a residential neighborhood in Southern California, east of San Diego. The plane, owned and piloted by a local cardiologist, Dr. Sugata Das, who reportedly lived in San Diego but flew back and forth from his work at Yuma Regional Medical Center in Arizona. The plane crashed into a UPS truck near Santana High School in Santee on Monday afternoon. A Wyoming coroner will give an official update on Gabby Petito's autopsy during a briefing with news reporters on Tuesday. Teton County Coroner Brent Blue called a press conference for 2:30 p.m. Eastern to discuss the ruling on the autopsy, which will likely include a cause of death for the Petito homicide. Football legend John Gruden announced that he's resigned as the Las Vegas Raiders head coach on Monday. The New York Times reported earlier Monday that Gruden used unacceptable language in emails over a seven-year period. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
New reports out of the Middle East are saying terrorist groups are reforming in Afghanistan. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
There are reports of terror groups like ISIS-K and Al-Qaeda re-emerging in Afghanistan following the U.S. withdrawal and Taliban takeover. President Biden had promised the U.S. can still defend the homeland from any threats posed by the groups, but Michigan Republican Congressman Peter Meyer criticizes those efforts on Fox Business.
This vaunted idea of an over-the-horizon capability that we've maintained has surely shown its weaknesses. And right now, that's about all that we have. We are desperately concerned that Al-Qaeda could continue to reconstitute, that other groups could find safe haven. And that was, frankly, the initiative and the goal 20 years ago.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Cold weather and snowstorms are on tap for the western portion of the United States today. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Former President Trump's rally in Iowa on Saturday drew a lot of people. David Amelotti of Iowa News Now reported roughly 20,000 people were in attendance. After the rally, Newsmax caught up with 45 to discuss the direction America is taking under the Democrat leadership.
The fact that he's just doing a terrible job as president, his phone numbers are low, but when you look at Afghanistan, that withdrawal was the most embarrassing thing in the history of our country, in my opinion. And then you look at the border where hundreds of thousands of people every couple of weeks are pouring into our country. We don't know who they are. We don't know, in most cases, where they even come from. It's a disgrace what's happened to our country. Then inflation and the economy and everything is bad. We've never had it like this.
Just over a week ago, a major oil spill in Southern California brought to light the amount of cargo ships parked off the Long Beach, Los Angeles port waiting to unload their goods. The president of the Florida Ports Council, Michael Rubin on Fox News, has a remember when the system worked.
We used to have bipartisan transportation bills that passed out of Congress. Been a while for that. I can remember Congressman Dan Webster actually standing beside Congressman Alcee Hastings, you know, pretty much the yin and yang of Republican and Democrats, passing out substantial transportation bills. And we're not there. And it's a shame.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard and it's worth it. You know, when you think about your kids and your grandkids, the next generation, I mean, some of these kids who are getting taxed without representation, thank you very much to the Democratic Party. And I say Democratic Party mainly. Yes, Republicans are involved as well. Okay, for those of you who'd like to say, well, it's both sides. And they say, you know, you say like it's both sides, like it's okay. Somehow it mutes the main thrust and aim of the Democratic Party, because they're the ones that lead the way on, you know, promoting a this bureaucratic monolith that is just massively growing upon us like the blob that's swallowing every state across the country. Dr. Michael Buzler is with us now. He's the featured columnist at Newsmax, LiveZet, townhall.com, public policy analyst, economics expert, and professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's my pleasure to be here.
Well, it's always good to have your balanced insight in this, Michael. I'll tell you, more and more I look at this, people have to wake up that it's one party over the other that keeps, you know, forget about, you know, pushing the edges. I mean, they're blowing the edges right out of the water when it comes to our debt, it comes to the economy. I mean, even though this president is in the tank regarding the economy, he doesn't care. I mean, the Democrats, you know, come hell or high water, they're going to continue on with building a larger government, because they're firmly convinced in their heart of hearts, Michael, they believe the American people are so stupid that we need big government to do everything for them, because we're just not smart enough, you know, to handle our own affairs.
Yeah, you know, so let's take a look first at the size of the debt. You made some comments a few minutes ago about how we're putting such a heavy burden onto our children and grandchildren. So how heavy is the burden? So the Congress sets limits to how much the federal government is allowed to go in debt. In 55 of the last 59 years, the federal government has spent more money than they brought in tax revenue, creating a deficit. To finance that deficit, they sell bonds, typically 10 or 20 year bonds. They pay interest on the bonds annually. And since there's no plan in place to ever pay this money back, there's no plan to ever pay it back. So the bond matures in 10 or 20 years. What do? They sell new bonds to pay back the old bonds, and they roll over the public debt, which is why it keeps growing. So the debt ceiling was set at $28.5 trillion. We reached that really at the end of July. Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen managed to use some funds that have been allocated but not yet spent to carry us through August and September and into part of October. But then that was it. So Congress just last week agreed to raise the debt ceiling by about $500 billion. That'll take us for another 2 months. because the government takes in about $300 billion in revenue monthly, and they're spending $550 roughly every month, so about $250 short. So the $480 will carry us another 2 months till December. At that point, they're going to have to raise the debt ceiling. Even if nothing else passes, they're going to have to raise the debt ceiling to cover the rest of the year. That'll take the public debt up to about $30 trillion. Now, you say, well, is that a problem? So most economists would say if the public debt is less than 1 year's GDP, it's okay. If it gets more than 1 year's GDP, it can be a problem. GDP is less than $22 trillion this year, and we're looking at a $30 trillion debt, so we're about 140% of GDP. So what exactly are the problems? Well, there are two. One, and this is where the future generations will feel this, interest has to be paid on the public debt. So this year, the interest will amount to about $400 billion. That's about 10% of the government's non-COVID spending, and it's $400 billion that can't be used for more productive means. The problem is, even if we don't tack on much more to the debt, because the public debt is rolled over, a lot of this debt was taken out in the last 10, 12 years when interest rates were 1%. Interest rates are going to start to go up probably early next year is my forecast. And when they do, and Treasury bills go up to the normal 2-2.5% range, that means the interest expense will double. Even if we don't take out any more debt, interest expense will more than double. That takes you up to $800 billion a year. You add a little more debt to it, you're looking at $1 trillion a year in interest expense.
Wow. Is a unbelievable
burden.
Exactly.
The second problem with that is if the government pulls $30 trillion out of capital markets, then that leaves less capital available for business. So the government is pumping up demand because they're spending all this money. They hope business will increase supply to meet the demand, but we have a capital-intensive economy, which means we need capital for business to expand. If business can't raise capital, because the government's borrowing and all, if business can't raise capital, they can't expand. If you can't expand, the only way to respond to high demand is to raise prices. So you end up with an inflation problem and a stagnant economy that leads to stagflation, and we haven't seen that problem since the late 1970s.
Right, exactly. And, of course, we're having problems these distribution problems that we're having right now.
Yeah.
And there doesn't seem to be an answer there other than, I think, was it, one of the secretaries said, well, we're just going to hire a bunch of interns. That was the answer? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. They said we'll have some apprenticeship programs, and that should help alleviate. You know, we have a secretary of labor who doesn't know how to fix the labor problem. An energy secretary who doesn't seem to be able to solve the energy problem, and a transportation secretary who doesn't seem to be able to do anything about the transportation issue that we have today. So these officials are supposed to be helping to solve the problem. What the big picture, what the problem is, we can't get people to go back to work. And because we have a labor shortage, it's creating all kinds of problems everywhere. Now, why can't you get people to go back to work? Well, the administration's view is the people are afraid of the virus, and that's what's keeping them home. I don't think that's the reason. And again, I don't have any hard data, but I did talk to some people that are unemployed. I talked to people, probably a dozen people, and they've been unemployed for a year and a half. And I said, well, how come you're not going back to work? He said, well, why should I go back to work? I got unemployment compensation. They tacked $600 a week onto my unemployment for a while. Then they cut it to $300 a week, tacked onto my unemployment. Most of that money I ended up saving. I said, well, how did you save? He said, well, I haven't paid my rent in the last year half either, and I can't get evicted because there's an eviction moratorium.
Moratorium, exactly.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, they're
not hurrying back to work.
And there's another element to that too, Michael Busler, and we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. And I want to see if you agree or disagree with my analysis on that point as well. More from Dr. Michael Busler. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-D-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Russian independent we are. Okay, I'll give you a little bit, Henri, you know, because that's what we need here. Just to, you know, keep things a little spiced up and to have some fun. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got Dr. Michael Busler with us. He is the public policy analyst, economics professor, and he's here to break it all down for us. His first segment was awesome. I hope you were taking notes because it was brilliant. Just an explanation of what we're dealing with. Michael, my addendum to why we're not having a lot more people employed. I mean, first of all, we have a reduced labor force, and now we're dealing with social issues. You know, when you have murdered an entire generation of labor force, 65 million babies have been murdered through abortion, and now you're looking for a labor force and they're not there, you might have to go into the trash cans outside these abortion places and find your labor force, because you killed them. Number one. Okay, the other thing that comes into play, and I know that's drastic and it may sound a little harsh, but that's the reality. You know, what do you think was going to happen with 65 million people? And even as one black political science professor said, Bill, you know, when you looked at the number of blacks that were in the marketplace, were, you know, that made up the demography of America pre-Roe v. Wade, you know, there's a huge difference between then and now in terms of what the makeup of America is and how many less blacks are in the marketplace because of abortion. I mean, clearly, Roe v. Wade, Margaret Sanger, and the eugenicists targeted the less than desirables, the less thans, and eradicated. I mean, this is a modern day Holocaust that people are just continuing to ignore. Okay, that aside, and I understand that's a tough one to swallow. But the other one that's happening is with people being at home and paid to stay home, guess what? You know, people instinctively know that, you know, they get bored after a while. I mean, there's only so much Oprah or whatever or The View that you can watch. And he's got, look, I gotta do something. And some friend calls up and says, hey, look, at you know, I'll pay you under the table here. Why don't you come in, give me a couple hours. You know, I need an IT specialist, or I need this person or that, this kind of job and that kind of deal. And so you have a black market economy that they're not even accounting for right now. And so these people are, you know, yes, they've saved money and they've taken advantage of the moratorium, but they also have taken advantage of work under the table. And nobody's measuring this. People do that which they get rewarded for. And I think this is one of those things that's being overlooked, is that you have a number of the labor force that's out there making a ton of flipping money under the table, tax-free, thank you very much. And, you know, they're working, but they're not telling anybody they're working, if you know what I'm saying. And I think this contributes to the labor shortage as well.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Most of the people that I've talked to tell me they don't want to go back to work because it's financially not a good decision. However, as you point out, many have picked up some work that they can do sort of off the books. And that's, mm-hmm. many of them, that's the only way they will work, because they say, I don't want to lose all these generous government benefits. And if I go back to work and start earning income, I'm going to lose these benefits. And financially, it doesn't pay me to do that. So if you want me to work, figure out a way we can do it off the books, and I'll do that. In the meantime, the labor force participation rate, which is the percent of adults in the labor force, is dropping to all-time lows. So people are got laid off and they're not coming back to work, and the economy simply can't grow without an adequate labor supply.
Right.
Businesses have had to react to this, and they've done that in two ways. One, they've had to raise the wages to get particularly entry-level jobs. They have to raise the wages to get these people to come back to work. And then when they do come back to work at the higher wages, the people are there saying, wait a minute, I was making $5 an hour more than the new guy. Now the new guy's making just as much as I am. I want a $5 raise. So you end up getting a rippling effect that pushes wages up. And of course, business has to maintain profitability or they're not going to be there. So they have to raise prices. Worse yet, you get into what economists refer to as a wage price spiral. What does that mean? So we had to raise these workers' wages, let's say by 5% to get them to come back to work. Now my prices have to go up by 5% to cover that. Then next year, the labor says, wait a minute, prices have gone up 5%. I need a 7% raise just to stay ahead of inflation. So now they ask for even a higher wage increase. That drives up labor costs even more, and you get into the wage price spiral that we saw back in the 70s, and it took a while to get out of this. So these people, we have to get people back to work. Instead of worrying about all these social issues and a small percentage of the population, which is really all that this benefits, a small percentage of the population, you're worried about taking care of them at the expense of everyone else. What we really need to do is to get everybody back to work. Instead of giving people free stuff, give them the opportunity, which the last administration did, by the way, give them the opportunity to earn their own money so they can pay for their own stuff.
People that are getting they're happier. They're happier that way, Michael. And
that's exactly what I was going to say. Even though people take this, they would rather they take it because they feel it's their only choice. They would much rather be able to get have a good opportunity so they can earn their own money and then have some self-esteem that I'm taking care of myself rather than living off of the government. The more people you have living off the government and the fewer producing, the slower the economy can grow. So we need to fix it.
Yeah, they're living off their neighbors. Their neighbors are the taxpayers. That's really what, we keep saying, this nebulous thing, we live off the government, we're on the government team. No, you're on your neighbor's team. Think about it. These are real taxes paid by real people, and they're supporting this, and you either are carrying the weight or you are the weight. That's what's going on. The other thing, too, Michael, this past weekend, I was blessed to be invited to an event, and it was at a 5-star hotel in Miami. Beautiful facility. Okay, and the shortage of staff there was weighing on the people who are working there. I mean, they're not doing one or two jobs. I mean, they are juggling all kinds of, and this is even at a 5-star hotel, wonderful restaurants and everything like that, and the people are being overworked, the ones that are there, and so think about the psychological impact that's having on them, regardless of they're getting paid more an hour or not, because, and people are, they're not real excited about tipping people because the service isn't that great. Tips, what that stands for, to ensure prompt service, right? Well, prompt service didn't even exist at this 5-star hotel and restaurants. It was amazing. I mean, they were working as hard as they could, but I mean, you go in and you order lunch, and you're waiting for 25 minutes because they just cannot handle. And even still, it wasn't like the place was absolutely packed. There were people there, but still, it's just, this is part of the dynamic that's taking place. And then, by the way, let's throw these COVID restrictions into play now, too. So here you are, you're short on employees. Now you're finding reasons to get rid of the employees you've got because of COVID.
Right. And that's going to make the labor shortage that much worse. I was a couple of weeks ago in Las Vegas for a wedding, and I stayed at a nice place. I ran into the same thing. It said, we're not coming to change the sheets and make the bed every day.
Right.
We're coming now every other day because we simply don't have the personnel to do that. That also brings up another real quick point. I know we're short on time.
We got 50 seconds. Go ahead.
One of the ways that we're fighting this inflation problem, and the inflation problem is very severe, what you're seeing is companies offering smaller sizes. So instead of raising prices, they're shrinking the size of the product in order to keep the price fairly stable and in order for them to maintain profitability. The inflation is a big problem. I think the number for September comes out tomorrow. I expect it to be relatively high, and we're still running at over a 5% inflation rate year over year.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, the average household experiencing, according to the latest survey, not the most recent one that's coming up, $175 more a month is what they're realizing, Michael Bussler. Hey, thank you as always. Appreciate it. He's the public policy analyst, Michael Bussler.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least two souls have died after a small airplane crash in a residential neighborhood in Southern California, east of San Diego. The plane, owned and piloted by a local cardiologist, Dr. Sugata Das, who reportedly lived in San Diego but flew back and forth from his work at Yuma Regional Medical Center in Arizona. The plane crashed into a UPS truck near Santana High School in Santee on Monday afternoon. A Wyoming coroner will give an official update on Gabby Petito's autopsy during a briefing with news reporters on Tuesday. Teton County Coroner Brent Blue called a press conference for 2:30 p.m. Eastern to discuss the ruling on the autopsy, which will likely include a cause of death for the Petito homicide. Football legend John Gruden announced that he's resigned as the Las Vegas Raiders head coach on Monday. The New York Times reported earlier Monday that Gruden used unacceptable language in emails over a 7-year period. USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Gosh, I really appreciate Dr. Michael Busler coming on. He just makes the complex so simple. And it's real obvious in terms of the divergent points between the two parties. You know, what motivates them and what's at the very heart of the policies that they support and enact. And you have to follow this. And I know that many Republicans and conservatives and even those independents that support a conservative worldview would hope that the Republicans would get more of a backbone and realize that the Democrats are fighting hard, and it takes an equal amount of resistance in order to overcome. But you can't have that equal amount of resistance if you really don't believe in that which you say you believe, which brings us to Jeff Kemp. Jeff is the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL quarterback, now ministry leader. And Jeff, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. It's good to be with you. I'm up in Chicago. Well, I just finished breakfast with six guys. I'm with a friend, just a new friend, Ben Dockery.
We've been doing
the same stuff we talked about with the football game. So I thought I'd just keep my speakerphone on. And if Ben wants to chime in or you want to ask him a question about men, friendship, identity, the stuff we talk to the football teams about, I wanted to be a team with my buddy Ben here today.
Well, that's good. Welcome, Ben. Good to have you on the show here, sharing time with the infamous Jeff Kemp, the one and only. But as I was saying earlier, Jeff, you know, in any kind of war or a battle of ideologies, you have to know what you know and what you believe in. Otherwise, if you go to resist, you know, just like, you know, the front line of a football team, if you don't have equal resistance, you're going to get run over and you're going to get played. And this is in life or in any kind of contention. And I'm not talking about worthless contention. I'm talking about you got to know what you believe in. And especially as you were talking to these three college football teams about identity, one of our favorite topics that you and I have discussed, manhood and strength. And I love that you framed it with humility and its effect that it has on relationships. I mean, this is a complete circle when you think about it, right?
It is. I think we've said this before, Bill, and I told these football players yesterday, 110 guys at one school and 70 at the other with all the coaches. I said the two most important things that will shape the type of man you become and the life you live are, number one, your view of who God is.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some Muslim, Jewish, agnostic, and Christians in these audiences. And number two, your view of who you are.
Yeah.
So God's identity and your identity. And I told them, hey, go on a hunt to the direct source to figure out who is God, who is Jesus, who is Father God, what is the Holy Spirit. If you can find some other God than that God, go ahead, but go to the source and look at what Jesus said and did. And then you're going to hopefully conclude that your identity is something that you received from the one that created you,
exactly.
Not something you earn by being first string, getting a big job, buying a fancy car, having a beautiful woman on your elbow, or you know, being the highest sales quota guy in the company, or the most Twitter followers. Identity isn't earned, because if it is, I promise you, once you get cut from the football team, you'll lose your identity.
Exactly.
Once the girl says no to you, you'll lose your identity. Identity is received from God through Christ, who adopts you back to the Father and says, I love you no matter what, because Christ paid the price for your sin. That is a great place to live from rather than trying to earn your identity.
Exactly. Well, and that's the story of Peter, isn't it? I mean, Jesus asked the apostles, says, who do they say I am? And Peter says, you know, in as much as it's not so much what they say, but let me tell you what I say. I say that you are the Messiah. You're Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus then told him, said, hey, look it, because you acknowledged me, right? And this is to your point, because you acknowledge me and you understand what my identity is, I'm going to tell you who you are and what your identity is. Now, Jesus told him his identity knowing that not too far down the road, he was going to mess up. He was going to deny the very person that declared his identity to him. And regardless of that, see, to your point, through the peaks and through the valleys, no matter your low lows or your high highs, God is right there cheering you on because he's the one that created you. He is the designer of who you are, right?
Oh, man. Thank you, Bill. That was an excellent, excellent picture that God defined Peter. He gave him his identity. Jesus was going to die on the cross for Peter's denials. And Jesus knew that he would mess up, like he knows Jeff Kemp's going to mess up and Ben Dockery's going to mess up and Bill Martinez and the guys and gals listening are going to mess up. But if we receive the forgiveness of Christ and the identity as beloved sons and daughters of God, then we can accept the forgiveness and jump right back into his will, as Peter did. And what a life Peter lived for changing the world on Jesus's behalf, even though he was a headstrong, you know, prideful fisherman who wanted to earn his way in life and be the macho disciple. And he blew it three times, but Jesus restored him three times. Hey, let's receive our identity from God instead of trying to prove that we're Mr. or Mrs. Good Christian, Mr. or Mrs. Good American, Mr. or Mrs. Good business person. No, God is good alone.
Amen. And no matter what happens, and this is the hard thing for us to realize, we have to get outside of ourselves and our own arrogance to think that we're God. God is God. God is God Almighty. His peace, his love is beyond our understanding. But he's always there for us, regardless of the situation. I mean, when you read in the Old Testament, you see how the Jews messed up time and time again. And even throughout the book of Jeremiah, as it came down to the final moments of God rendering judgment to them, until he finally told Jeremiah, stop, don't even pray for these people anymore. The judgment is coming. But even up until then, God was saying, if you would but Turn from your evil ways and walk away from your idolatry and come to me. I will restore you, and you will not have to leave your land, and you will not have to face the judgment that will come. So God is there to pick up the pieces on our behalf, and this is a very difficult thing for us to get our brains around, that we have a loving Father who wants nothing but the best. I mean, we think in temporal terms, Jeff, you and I as dads, you know, how we love our children, and we're cheering them on, and we want them to do good, and sometimes it's difficult when judgment and discipline has to come into play, but it has to come into play, even on a temporal level, but even more so with God, because he is just and righteous.
Yeah, the good news is he's so just and perfect that all humans fell. Well, that's the bad news, so we got to get judged. The great news is he chose to take the punishment for us through Jesus,
Amen.
And we got the simple Amen. Choice. Stay in our arrogance and pride and try to do it on our own and reject Jesus. And a lot more of us are rejecting Jesus, even though we call ourselves Christians and would admit it.
Yes.
Or humble ourselves and say, I can't fix it. I'm flawed. I agree with God. And I need and I receive and I celebrate Jesus as my Savior. So humility, paradoxically, leads to amazing God strength. Pride, paradoxically, leads to incredible personal weakness. Because you could be the richest person in the world, but I promise you, you'll screw up relationships and you can't fix your spiritual problem and you'll end up forever and ever and ever away from God. And in this personal life, you may be rich and famous, but you'll be isolated from your wife, your kids, friends, and that's not a good life. So let's choose humility. It's the way of
God. Amen.
And it leads to great strength and healing.
Amen. And as you say, Jeff, the power of humility, and also what you referenced here is that God is looking for those who are called by his name. And I guess that's my question, is that maybe we should ask ourselves, are we called by his name? If we are, then 2 Chronicles 7:14 needs to come into play. And that is a prayer of humility, isn't it? We got 15 seconds left. I'm going to let you wrap it up, Jeff. Go ahead.
Well, I talked to these young football players, I said, if you're humble and transparent and real and define friendship with another guy or two and start saying, hey, I'll be confidential and safe.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Last year, there was very little flu during the COVID pandemic. This year's flu and COVID are both projected to be widespread, and fever is a leading sign of both. Accuracy matters when it comes to taking your temperature. So use the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 published clinical studies. COVID vaccines alone may not fully protect you from the coronavirus. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middlemen and no wasted time.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for the Good News Grill. Yes, Samantha Mao, if you go to our website, BillMartinezShow.com, look at Sam's Corner. And you get the host of these viral videos that'll just, warm your heart. We all have those down moments, right? And we all need a positive lift. This is why, you know, we're reminded often that a word aptly spoken, and sometimes it's not even a word, sometimes it's just a gesture, just acknowledging somebody. You'd be surprised what that does in terms of lifting somebody up. I mean, it is absolutely priceless. And who knows what that person is going through and what they're dealing with at that moment that you just sent a smile to them and how you could bless them. And I encourage you, you know, to think about that way, you know, and pay it forward. And this is a way, you know, we had a season there for a while. We were talking about random acts of kindness. And my prayer is that we would not let that go, is that we're all fellow human beings going through this journey of life together, you know, dealing with COVID and mandated vaccines and, you know, concerns about a overpowering government that wants to continue to restrict our freedoms, and that can be very frustrating of all that life has been, you know, dealing us lately. But, you know, hang in there, as Jeff Kemp said. We have a God who is sovereign, who understands all this. And we have to just show ourselves to be faithful and trust that, you know, God's in control regardless of the circumstances. And, you know, as I've said, you know, and I maintain that those who are called by his name, those who have put their trust in the cross of Christ and believe in Jesus, it's win-win no matter what happens. Because this side of heaven, you're winning because you're co-laboring with God. On the other side, hey, look, you're on streets of gold, and God bless you. You're in the presence of a holy and righteous God, and you are receiving your due reward. Sam, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us with your latest report. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I always get uplifted when I talk to you because I know that you come with a pocket full of all kinds of good news and encouragements here with these stories. I mean, starting off with this first story, I got to admit, I couldn't help but feel, a really deep sense of emotion just reading the headline. You've got a homecoming queen giving her crown to a classmate who lost her mother just hours before. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so that was one of those stories that you could just, it's amazing how sometimes you could just read a few words in a headline and automatically you have that lump in your throat where it's just, it touches your heart before you even know
yes.
Everything that happened, like what you were saying. So Neela Covington, a senior at Forest County Agricultural High School, she was actually voted, this is just last month, she was voted homecoming queen by her fellow students. And she knew that earlier that day, Brittany Walters, who was also a nominee on the homecoming court, had just lost her mother. And so she turned around, and without missing the beat, she takes off her crown and puts it on Brittany's head. She just wanted, and she was saying that she just wanted Brittany to be uplifted that day and to know that she was her mother's queen. And her mom had actually also been a secretary at the school. So she was somebody that that was known to Nyla, and Nyla loved her mom too. So it was just one of those moments where everybody kind of, you know, stepped back, and I think everybody was very emotional that day. But for Nyla to think of that, I think that's what makes her truly a queen too. I think that her sharing that with Brittany is great, and I hope that, you know, I hope those two stay friends for the rest of their lives. I just think, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
without a doubt, Sam, and I think that's the deal, is that, and for her to have that kind of heart, I mean, you know, there's a part of you, I mean, to be voted in the homecoming queen, I mean, that's an honor, and you know, something that you know, girls could hope and wish for, and here it is, her moment, she gets elected and has the heart to pass it on to her fellow classmate like that in honor of her mother. Wow, what a great story. And boy, you know, you know, when you hear stories like this of exceptional people, and this is both sides, you know, because, you often hear that it's better to give than to receive. But I say, look, that's a circle, because what happens, you have to have a giver and you have to have a receiver. And yes, it is better to give, but it doesn't say it's bad to receive. That's what completes the gift of giving, is that you have a receiver. And I got to imagine this girl who received the crown, you know, from the elected homecoming queen, that she was so grateful, even with a heavy heart, and so appreciative for this gesture. I mean, wow. I hope the school made arrangements to make sure that both girls got crowns. They definitely deserve it. But it also is one of those stories that you say, gosh, you know, I want to see what these girls are doing 10 years down the road, because they have such quality of character that you know that they are going to make an impact on whosever lives they happen to touch, whether it's, you know, just in their family or their community or whatever, you know, their destiny takes them. You know that with this kind of heart and quality of character, boy, these are two very, very special girls. Let's talk about this next one. You've got hundreds are gathering to give a terminally ill father an early Christmas surprise. What happened here?
Well, this started off with a man from England. He was actually given, this is Worcester, England, and he was given a diagnosis recently. He's just 36 years old, but he just found out he only has about 3 months to live. And, you know, this is something that is, of course, devastating to him and his family, but Christmas is obviously a very special time to him. And, you know, so his family decides, you know what, we're going to go ahead and we're going to celebrate Christmas early this year, because we want to have this last Christmas together. Well, his family and friends didn't want him to feel alone, so there ends up being about 200 of them to surprise him the day they're planning to. Isn't that amazing? So they're there, and they start singing songs. They sing, like, Stand By Me, and like, which isn't a Christmas song, but it was a song they wanted to sing. And then they sing some Christmas tunes, and Merry Christmas, everyone. And the pictures just turned out absolutely beautiful. And you know, I've seen stories like this before where people celebrate Christmas early, but for 200 people to come together like that for him, he must be a very special man. And he's a father of three, and you know, we're just praying for him and hoping every day he has left is as special as that.
Exactly. Well, and we can also pray for a Christmas miracle that
That's
God
right.
would, if it's God's will, that he'd be healed and he'd be able to celebrate two Christmases this year. one with his friends, 200 people, and Christmas in a traditional sense with his family and friends because he's been healed. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, if I see that story updated, that's going to have to be the first thing we talk about, you know, if there's
well,
something like
without
that
a doubt. Well, I got to tell you, I mentioned my mother. This was several years ago. My mother's, you know, passed, I think it's like 3-4 years ago. She was so special. And I had a dear friend of ours who had died. I mean, she was clinically dead. And I told my mom about her, and my mom just matter-of-factly just said, hey, we'll just have to pray for a Christmas miracle. That's what she said, just matter-of-factly. And what happened, it happened to be a holiday weekend, so the doctors were out of town, and they were going to perform, because she was going to do an organ transplant and that was her final wish. And she was, you know, clinically dead, but kept alive, you know, to preserve her organs. And Monday, when the team came in to extract her organs, suddenly one of the doctors noticed that there was a twitch. And they said, whoa, stop. And doggone it, if she didn't revive.
That's
and
crazy.
Is that, and so ever since then, I hear my mother's voice with things like this to say, well, time to pray for a Christmas miracle.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I feel like Christmas has a special, like, don't you feel like there's something special about the Christmas time of year where miracles seem to just kind of happen a little bit more often, a little bit, like, I don't know, there's just something kind of magical about that time of year.
It's a punctuation of God amongst us, God coming to be amongst his creation. And when you think about, you know, God Almighty's Christmas gift in the baby Jesus and what is laid before us, I mean, whoa. I mean, you can't surpass that. That is the best gift that anyone could ever have. And here we're reminded once a year on the 25th of December, God's grace and mercy to his creation. Yes, there is a special time, and there's just something powerful about this time of year that we celebrate. And this is why I'm very protective of it, and I resent people who want to try to homogenize it or steal that holiday. Fine, you know, hey, celebrate however you want. But as for me and my house, we're going to celebrate the birth of Christ and thank God for his eternal gift that he gave to his creation. This next story, we've got about 50 seconds left. Best friends become millionaires after winning $3 million from a scratch-off ticket. Hey, that's what best friends are for, huh? Right? We share millions of dollars.
I know. So Wyatt Close and Brandon Thompson, it was only like their fourth tickets in their life, and Thompson almost didn't go into it, and he's glad he did. They got a $30 pair of tickets. Wasn't the kind they were planning to get, and they walk out $3 million richer. Can you believe that?
Just like that. Hey, what are friends for but to share millions of dollars with, right?
I know.
Sam, you want to be my best friend, Sam? I'll be your best friend.
Oh, yeah. Let's go in and get some lottery tickets together for sure.
You got it. She's the good news girl. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com and catch up on all the stories and the great news that will lift your spirits. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. Take care.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
The final phase of extermination is...